kind of wanted to do this anyway, but then when we found out that school was going to be let out early on Wednesdays, it just became even more pressing for us. And the church is located in a great spot right across from the schools, right across the parking lot from the YMCA. And so it was just the desire to work together to provide something for the community. And, you know, we want to do it more than once a week, but right now, you know, because there's really no budget and it's all volunteer, we just want to do that one Wednesday really well and then hopefully build off of that. But the other thing that it comes out of is that we just see so many young people today that lack a lot of life skills, and we really want to use this opportunity to get to kids when they're younger, to teach them things about, you know, accepting others, about work ethic, about the value of education. We want to give them multicultural experiences, and if it's a community effort, we're going to be able to do that. And we have some we have some things in place, and we had our first volunteer meeting last night, yesterday afternoon, and it went really well.
What ages or what grades are we targeting?
It's we're going to start out focusing on kindergarten through fifth grade.
And how would this be at the school, at the church, at the Y, kind of with you three all right there? What's the logistics?
Well, we're currently working with the leadership of the school district to make sure that we can work hand-in-hand with them, like be at registration to get sign-ups, and also to have them bus the kids from the two grade schools directly to St. Paul Church. It's called KEO Kids, KEO-KIDS, KEO Kids After School Program, and they'll be dropped off at the church, but then it'll run from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., a three-hour segment. And part of the time, for 45 minutes to an hour, the kids will be at the YMCA, and the other amount of time they'll be at St. Paul Church.
And so in terms of, it sounds like this is something, too, that goes beyond just like, sir, I mean, it'd be something that you would encourage all parents to let their kids take in part in this.
Yeah, if they're kindergarten through fifth grade. Now, because it's all volunteer right now, and I don't want to overwhelm my volunteers, we're going to limit the registration to 60 kids. It'd be 30 kindergarten through second grade and 30 third grade through fifth grade. So
okay, that's what I was. So it'd just be the kids that are participating would be bussed over.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and we hope to be able to grow it from there. But you know, we want to be able to launch it in such a positive way that kids are going home and saying what an amazing time and experience they had. And you know, rather than getting overwhelmed with too many kids, you know, we thought 60 was kind of that number that we could still do a quality job and not overwhelm anybody.
Obviously starting to get the word out now. When could a registration process start? How long down the road here?
We'll definitely have things all prepared by the time school registration is. I think that's August 14th and 15th or something, somewhere around.
Yeah, something like that.
And but I don't have any specifics on that right this minute. But,
oh,
I mean,
no.
I'm sure in August, you know, we'll be able to get people will be able to get signed up. And right now, the plan is that we'll actually be charging $20 a kid per month.
Trying to think here. I was wanting to just get something out there on this. Anything else that I haven't thought to ask about at this point? It's such an early on in the process. Anything I haven't thought to ask about?
Well, one of the things we want to be able to do is offer the kids different options for types of activities they'll be able to do at different times. And one of them, we really want to give the kids opportunity for like singing and drama. And if the kids choose to do that, we want to give them an opportunity to give back to the community. And we plan on offering opportunities for those groups to be able to go into local churches and be able to perform or share their art, drama, music in the worship. worship service of local congregations. I'm sure there'll be other opportunities, maybe school assemblies and stuff like that too, but we definitely want the kids to be preparing to give back to the community. And the other thing is we really are going to need community volunteers. So we're hoping that church women's groups will maybe provide healthy snacks for the kids when they get here.